Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Nothing to celebrate, 5th anniversary of the Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights, the urgency of a binding treaty. This Thursday, the 32nd session of the UN Human Rights Council will celebrate the 5th anniversary of the Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights in Geneva, Switzerland. However, Friends of the Earth International considers there is nothing to celebrate and will be present in Geneva to demand a binding treaty to bring transnational corporations that violate human rights to justice. Real World Radio interviewed activist Anne van Schaik of Friends of the Earth Europe and representative at the steering group of the Economic Justice Program of Friends of the Earth International. Anne explained why there are no reasons to celebrate these principles that are only voluntary and not legally binding, and highlighted the new process of the open-ended Intergovernmental Working Group on Transnational Corporations and Other Business Enterprises with respect to human rights, also in the framework of the UN Human Rights Council. The activists also made reference to the role of European countries in these official spaces and the agenda of social movements and organizations that support the creation of the treaty that holds corporations from numerous parts of the world accountable for their human rights violations. Let's now listen to the interview.
Real World Radio is interviewing Anne van Schaik. She's the European representative in the steering group of the Economic Justice Program of Friends of the Earth International. First of all, Anne, welcome to Real World Radio.
Yes, hello. Very good to be on the show.
Thank you, Anne. Tomorrow, they will be celebrating the 5th anniversary of the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights. And the day after tomorrow, the United Nations Human Rights Council, the 32nd session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, will be celebrating that day. What is the evaluation of Friends of the Earth International about this set of principles, the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights, Anne?
Well, Friends of the Earth International is certainly not celebrating the fact that the Guiding Principles exist now for 5 years. So we are not decorating our offices and baking cakes because we don't think there is much to celebrate. For us, the Guiding Principles are yet another set of voluntary guidelines that don't mean anything for affected people. So in these 5 years, we have not seen that corporations have behaved better. We have not seen that states hold their corporations to account. And we have not seen that affected people have better access to justice. So for us, there is no celebration tomorrow.
Okay, Anne, we have read that Friends of the Earth International is planning to engage decision makers expressing their concerns with the voluntary approaches on business and human rights and advocating for binding rules to stop corporate impunity with regards to human rights and environment related to what you were saying before. What can you tell us, Anne, focusing especially in the European Union, what has been the European Union involvement in this process of the UN Guiding Principles?
Well, the European Union was very enthusiastic about the Guiding Principles, so they endorsed them, and they also said that they were prioritizing working with the Guiding Principles, and that is the reason why they don't want to have a binding treaty at the UN on businesses and human rights. So this is the treaty that Ecuador has proposed and that FOI is actively supporting. But we see that only 7 out of the 28 European member states so far have actually worked on the guiding principles. So they have introduced the so-called National Action Plan, which lay out how businesses should comply with these set of criteria as established in the guiding principles. So we don't really understand how Europe says on the one hand that they prioritize the guiding principles, whereas they're not really working with them, and on the other hand, they refuse to engage in the UN treaty process, which would actually mean something for affected people and which could potentially stop corporate impunity.
Okay, Anne, regarding this, What is the evaluation that Friends of the Earth International is doing of this new process, still new process of the open-ended intergovernmental working group on transnational corporations and other business enterprises with respect to human rights, which is part of the United Nations Human Rights Council? Why Friends of the Earth International is supporting so hard this process?
I would desperately need a treaty that can hold corporations accountable, and we don't have that yet, because we should also not forget that the guiding principles are not UN policies. They are just they are endorsed by the United Nations, but they're not UN criteria as such. And so that means that the guiding principles, that no state is obliged to work with these guiding principles, whereas if we could have such a UN treaty on business and human rights, all states have to work with that, and all states need to ensure that corporations need to abide by that. And if corporations are still not respecting these criteria and these human rights, then they should be held accountable through, for example, an international world court.
Okay, what are the next steps in this process of this intergovernmental working group, and is anything happening these days in Geneva, or when are going to be the next meetings, official meetings, and then also the meetings of the social movements and social organizations?
So this week there is a session in Geneva where also Alberto Villarreal will speak from Redes for Uruguay on the failure of the UN guiding principles, and that is going to happen in Geneva because we have now the 32nd UN Human Rights Council meeting there. The next step in the UN treaty process is going to be from October 24 to October 28, when we have the second intergovernmental working group, specifically to talk about the nature, scope, and content of this UN treaty.
Okay, Anne, anything else that you would like to say, to underline before we end the interview regarding the work of Friends of the Earth Europe or Friends of the Earth International in this process?
Yes, I think the support from Friends of the Earth International is crucial, both in the campaign to dismantle corporate power as in the Treaty Alliance. I think you can really see that we are bringing the content, but also the mobilization that we need in order to put pressure on states so that they will support this UN treaty process. I also think we are in good contact with social movements such as La Villa Campesina and others in the south, so that we can have also contact with them and with affected people, and we get first-hand knowledge from them on what the treaty should look like. So I really want to encourage all groups within the Federation to join our campaign at the EGRN program.
Okay, it was Anne van Schaick, European representative of the steering group of the Economic Justice Program of Friends of the Earth International.